Christ is risen. Subdeacon Luke here with the Glory Forever podcast. Saturday of the fourth week after Pascha, when I'm recording this, we're in the post-festive period amid Pentecost, gearing up to celebrate the Sunday of the Samaritan woman. And with the coming of mid-Pentecost, we've in a way started shifting our focus towards the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord, which is in not quite 2 weeks from now, and ultimately towards the Feast of Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. The liturgical text for mid-Pentecost make this clear, that we're now at the midpoint of the festive season, and that we are still celebrating Pascha, but we're already, in a way, beginning to anticipate the celebration of Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so as we're reading the Gospel of John during this season, today we hear our Lord again teaching in the temple. And he says to the Judeans, to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And they answer him, "We are descendants of Abraham, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free?" Which, first off, this is kind of hilarious, because what's the foundational event for Israel as a nation? The Exodus, which is what? When God delivers them from bondage to Egypt. So saying we're children of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone, that doesn't make sense, even if we just consider Egypt. And then we can also consider that time the Babylonians dominated the Holy Land. I just said Babylonians. The time the Babylonians dominated the Holy Land, as well as the time the Greeks took over, and the fact that as Jesus and these people are having this conversation, the Romans are in charge of the Holy Land. So it's kind of strange that they would make such an outlandish claim. But anyway, our Lord goes on to point out that he's not really even talking about political freedom, because he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." So this is the kind of slavery he's come to deliver us from. Not political slavery, not having other people dominating our homeland, but rather the bondage to sin that we all find ourselves in. And this is important for us. As Americans, we like to think of ourselves as free. In the Declaration of Independence, we say that everyone's got the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But have we considered what this freedom or liberty really, really means? Again, the idea of true freedom was important to our Lord. It's important in the teachings of the saints. It's important in the moral theology of the church. Most recently, it was particularly important for St. John Paul II, that freedom is not simply being able to do whatever we want, but rather being able to do whatever is right. And sin ultimately handicaps our ability to do what is right. The more we commit sin, the more we get into these patterns of sin, the more we get into the habits of sin, the less we're able to do good, the less we're able to do virtuous acts, the less we're able to be excellent people. And our Lord comes to set us free from all of that by forgiving our sins, by giving us his new life, by sending the Holy Spirit into us. And so as we continue our celebration of Pascha, we continue our celebration of the resurrection of the Lord, we get ready to celebrate the ascension of the Lord, which prefigures our own glorification, and as we prepare to celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on great and holy Pentecost, perhaps this is a good opportunity to start asking ourselves, where am I still in bondage? Where do I still need to be made free? For many of us, maybe that's gluttony, anger, lust, pride. All of these things are things that ultimately keep us from being excellent human beings, that keep us from being saints, that keep us from being who God meant us to be, that prevent the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so they're things that, by the Lord's grace, we can and do need to get rid of. So as we continue with Pascha, we prepare for Pentecost, we celebrate tomorrow the Samaritan woman who encounters our Lord and is enlightened in that encounter, we can ask him, Lord, show me where I'm still in bondage. Lord, free me from the things that I'm still in bondage to, so that I too can receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so that we can all be celebrating this great feast, which is only a couple of weeks away, so that we can be celebrating it in the newness and freedom that the Holy Spirit comes and gives us. Because Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen.